Hello?
Hello, I think I missed your call.
Yes. I was trying to reach Mr. Joseph. We had
Yes.
an appointment to speak briefly around this time.
Yeah, I'm the wife. You was talking with me before.
Oh, awesome. Got you. Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Well, that's good.
And I give you my husband, he explain you everything, okay?
Okay. All right, got you.
Hello, my sir. My name is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. My name is Jerome. We had spoke, I think briefly to your wife and also you at separate times. Just about 5700 Jefferson, and I know you guys had wanted to call back around this time. I know you guys had said you, well, one, you were talking with us and said you were looking to make that move back to Poland, and you've been on the fence about it for a couple of years, but I guess if you could let me know, where you're at in the process and what's changed to, recently to make you guys wanna, get this done.
Okay, because just briefly right now before we start talking, my wife, she mentioned about it. I don't know it, nothing about it. She was talking with you, but she mentioned me a little bit that is first you was planning to buy this place, something like that. Then you say something to her about the loans, you know somebody or something like that. Well, make the story short. My plan is right now, I was planning completely different. I was planning it's like next year, end of the year, something like that. I probably going to get retired. And yeah, this first option was we going sell this whole things and whatever what we can get, and just move because we figuring it's a cheaper life a little bit over there in Poland than right here what is going on in the United States. It'd be a lot easier to live for us from her security, my security, that kind of things. Well, but then came change. We have a daughter. Actually, it's my stepdaughter. It's my wife's daughter, and she living with us. And I click my head. I say, "Girl, well, why don't you?" She have a little bit problem with the credit history, so this is one thing. I say, "Okay, how about I do that way? I going to lose a little bit money because I cannot sell this house." I cannot borrow that much money what is worth it. I have to borrow just a little bit lower. So what I going do, I can borrow this money and you step on it. I'm talking about my stepdaughter. You step on it and you going keep going paying this mortgage. Keep going. When you paying, you are all right. You fix this, your credit history, that kind of things, then we going do whatever what is going to be cheaper, depends on the taxes, that kind of crap. What we going do, I might give it to you or I might sell it to you and you take it over this place if you want to stay there. I give her time to think about it. She's for it. She don't want to move. She love this place. And I don't blame her because I love this place too. But anyway, this is what we make this agreement. And now I'm thinking maybe next year somewhere, from this all of it, what I look at it, most trust place where I can go for any kind of loan, it'd be probably the Rocket Mortgage. One thing what is killing me, it's all this closing cost, what we make is like a plus minus $10,000, which one is my hair growing up. Well, everything growing up now these days.
Yeah.
I remember when I bought this place, 90-something, it was like a 3,000, maybe not quite ever, when I paid the closing.
Yeah. But,
well, change happening from year to year, everything going up. So this is my kind of idea for right now. Never know what can happen after 1 month, after half a year, or 1 year from now, because never know what can happen. But
yeah.
So far, we are on that kind of position. We are still right here to this time when I go and get retired. We're going to get the loan. She's going to pay for it. Of course, I make agreement with her. If something happens, you girl, you're going to screw me up. I coming back here, I sell it, and you are on the street. It's just that simple, like 2 + 2. That kind of agreement I make with her. And right now we are sitting on this. What is your opinion or option or what is anyway what you are calling and still with us?
Gotcha. Got you. So, I mean, my opinion, first off, is that, you know, kudos to you guys. You're definitely looking out for your stepdaughter. But, you know, I definitely agree with the fact that things are crazy expensive over here. I honestly have been thinking about, you know, going abroad myself. I know you guys are from Poland, so that would be, you know, a full circle moment and very nice for you. So, yeah, I agree with what you're trying to do. I mean, just being straight up, you know, we have the ability to do a few different things. So we're able to, you know, purchase the home outright. We do as is cash offers. So that way you don't have to take out any funds or any type of, you know, additional money on the home. And, you know, you guys are able to, you know, make that move to the next step to Poland with, you know, the most amount of funds in your pocket possible. That's an option. But of course that wouldn't be, you know, considering your stepdaughter in the matter. And I know you want to, you know, you guys seem like a very nice, you know, family and people for doing that for her, for sure. So, you know, my goal isn't to mess things up with that or with her. You know, I know you guys had also spoken to us prior and said, you know, you still have a, well, let me ask and confirm, do you still have any amount owed on the home that you're paying on currently?
Yeah, it's, right now I tell you the truth. By taxes, what I'm paying right now, this is the value, like plus minus I operate, which one I know is a lot lower because you can get some more on that. By the taxes right now, they charge me like house is worth it over 190,000. The property, whole things. This is like on the 1 acre. And what we owe right now, it's like how much? I talk you with my wife.
65,000.
Oh. 65,000, which one I know is probably a little bit more because when you are, you know, they go and loaded you with some kind of fees and all this kind of crappy stuff, bureaucracy thing.
Yeah.
So probably going to end up around one like a plus minus 70, what I calculate.
Gotcha. And that makes sense. That does make sense. You know, so my thinking was, were you guys, I mean, for your daughter, for your stepdaughter, excuse me.
It's fine. Both of them, it's fine. Because we love her, both of them. I take her like my daughter, so.
Well, that's awesome. That really is beautiful. And I could see, you know, otherwise, you know, you're doing the best you can for her, for sure, it sounds like. So that is awesome. But my question was, you know, with you guys still having a little bit left on the home itself, you said you were looking at taking out additional for your for your daughter, I mean, would that negatively affect your possibility to move to Poland?
Well, like I say, if I can sell this whole thing, I can say I am hallelujah. But I have her, and it's no way I can just kick her out or leave her on the street. So I have to take care, because I just promise I am that kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that we got some livestock. I have a couple dogs, which when they are not that young anymore, and I make agreement the dogs can stay because they love her, they can stay with her, and a few cats, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't want to give away to a shelter, because you know what's going to happen. 1 week, yeah. 2 weeks, and they're going gone. She promised to care about these things. And that way I calculate with any kind of way, when I look at it, ever if I go for just the loan, like refinancing, and mm-hmm. get that lot less money what I could sell this for, but still I could be a really comfortable move out. And she can stay here and living. Now is just only thing with this interest rate. I know it's lately go a little bit down. I have lower when I can get right now, because I have like a 4.65 something like that. And uh-huh. right now I believe it's like a 5 something or 6 something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm losing on this point, but well, from one hand you lose, from one hand you earn. You win. So from all this calculation I'm figuring right now, at least for right now in my mind, this is the way how I going to. Because like I say, I cannot leave her. If I sell it, for example, if I sell it, we make agreement, I sell it to you, and then what? What I going to do with her? She got to go somewhere. And yeah. these days when I look at it in the hours area where she want to live, place where I live, at least like a 50 miles in a circle. How far you going north, this higher to rent or something like that, and
yeah.
I know it's for the next, it take her probably, because I used to be in a bar on the hall too many years ago, so I know how it's go, and
yeah.
probably going to take her probably plus minus 5 years before she going get out from this hall and straighten everything up, and hopefully I still can live that long, we'll see.
I'm sure. You sound awesome. Like, you know, you got it.
Never know. You see, from my, like I call, from my shelf, they already moving out, these people.
Yeah.
From this side. But anyway, so this is the my way, what I am thinking. If you have some kind of better idea, I am that kind of person. I am always open for anything. I'm still with this age what I have right now, but I'm still open for learning and to listen people what they have to say. If you have some kind of better, sweet idea, welcome to it. I can work in my head and see how it go.
It's a hard one. I mean, mm-hmm. with your, I completely get what you guys are doing, you know. It speaks volume, you know, you're wanting to help her, and I think with her being involved, unless, you know, she was wanting to go to Poland with you, I don't know if there would be many options. I mean,
I already tell you right now, it's no option. She don't want to go. One thing, she don't want to go. One thing, she still is not that old. 40-something, I believe. She have a pretty good job. She make not bad money. Probably she make ever better money than I do. But, depends. But I know for sure. Now, she going to stay. Like, a lot of my different kind of friends, stuff like that, when I talk with them, the kids, they stay because most of them, they came here to this country like a little tiny bitty kids. And actually, they don't know the other country. It's like a start all over again, the life. Pretty much for me, same damn things, because it's right now, for this many years when I'm sitting here, a lot is changed over there. You have to get used to. One thing plus, you have the language, which one, when I came to United States in the early 80s, I cannot speak English. I just have to learn this whole damn things right here. So I know how hard it can be. Well, these kids, they can't. But they prefer right here, at least what I talk with her up. She want to stay here. Later on, probably, never know, she might move. Well, because when we go and purge any kind of house over there, this is what we are thinking about it. We all were in a way to looking for it. We're going to have to give away to someone too after it, because you're not going to live forever. So yeah. Probably going, maybe she going back later on when she going to retire. But for right now, no way, she going to stay here.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I know, you know, I've definitely heard of families working with family members before, and, you know, there have been pluses, minuses to it. But at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, tell you not to work with, you know, your daughter, because, you know, you guys are doing everything you can for her. So I think the only option is to, you know, if for any reason, you know, it doesn't work out with the refinancing or, you know, her staying there, then I think it would probably be best for us to, you know, submit an offer. But I can tell you, you know, I'm assuming you guys would want to sell the home as is. And also, if you were in Poland, you probably even more than likely want to sell it as is, because you wouldn't want to come back and fix it up and, you know, try to stage it and have people come through every weekend with the realtor. You know, that's a lot, so.
Oh, yeah. By the way, step on your words, if you don't mind. Actually, it's not much to fix up in this house.
Oh,
because
it's good.
I bought this place. It was, I don't want to lie, it was 95, 96, something like that. 1996, I believe, or 95. And it was old house. But then right now, probably, what, 15, 17 years ago, I don't know where you are located, where you live, but what state or what place.
Oh. Yeah, but we're in Ashland. We're not far.
Okay, so you know the story. We have the earthquake, right?
Yeah.
All right. When we have the earthquake, my old house pretty much gone. So what we did, at this time, we don't have the insurance cover for the earthquake, like pretty much nobody else, everybody else. And what we did, we decided we put the brand new one in the back of our property, and the old one we push it away. So from the earthquake, year later, we just built a brand new one. So this is how old the house is right now. So it's like, what, 15 years, something like that ago? 12 years, whatever. My wife, she says, like 12 years ago, this is what happened, what we have the house.
Gotcha.
So it's not that old. We have the central heating, cooling, you know, ours, water, well, which one actually, 2-3 years ago, actually, because I used to have the old one, I put the new one, so it's no way They say it's in some kind of stainless steel right now. It's like 160 feet deep. So it's nowhere is you're going to be a run of the water. We have brand new septic system in the back of the house. So everything is pretty much brand new. Like I say, 12 years old.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good.
Only thing probably was somebody like it, well, you're going to have to change maybe a color of the kitchen cabinets or painting the walls or whatever. Because, you know, everybody have a different kind of taste.
Yeah.
And that's it. Rest of it, everything is working condition. Perfect.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Very good to hear. And just to confirm, you guys have one bed, one bath?
Well, actually, it's not true. This is what I did. Kinda screw up. We have two bedrooms with the two classes.
Uh-huh.
They are not huge, but they are. One of them we occupied, the other one our daughter. Raising for it, it was because of the taxes. So this what we did. We talk with the contractor, and he gave us idea, which one I like it. He say, how about we go and put this one bedroom, and you still have a two of them.
And then.
On the papers, it's going to be, this is like a den or something, or just room. Or working room or something like that. I say, fine with me. And this is what we did.
Got you.
That way on the papers, anywhere you go and look at it, in a county, is one bedroom. But physically, you walk in, you have two bedrooms.
Got you. That makes sense. Two bed, one bath.
Yeah, well, it's a little tiny cheating for the government, so you don't have to pay so much.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't blame you. Do everything you can to not pay so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And just to clarify, you know, like I said, there's the main option that where we would come in is, you know, trying to purchase if something goes wrong with your daughter staying there, which I hope is not the case. I hope that, you know, you guys are able to move and she's taking care of the place and everything's really working out the way it seems, because that would be best. But I guess
I know where you are going. If it's something happened, like I say, I tell her straight to the eyes, girl, if it's something happened, because I make sure what I'm going to do, we're going to make like a video concert.
Uh-huh.
Once a month, you show me around the house, around the property, inside the house. If it's something wrong, something falling down, something you don't pay, something you are cheating me, I coming back, I sell it, you are on the street. This is like 100% guaranteed. And she agreed with that. So we see. I know. Sometimes, you know, you can be a sweet, you can be a nice, but you have to watching your butt too. And number one for me right now at this moment, yeah, I take care about her, but number one for me is my wife and myself.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I would do the same thing. And it really was, you know, just, you know, with her doing that, when would be the time that you guys are pulling the trigger on it? And I know you said in a couple of months you're fully retiring.
Well, I'm not quite yet. You see, this is still I'm working person. Uh-huh. One time I talk with my wife, okay, I can retire any moment, but then what? I'm going to sit right here. Well, I'm not going to sit right here. I'm going to do around the yard, you know, cut the trees, bushes, whatever, because you have a little bit of land.
Uh-huh.
But I have to moving. And to me, it's like when you're going, I have a picture of people. This is maybe that way. I doing so much work for the people. And I'm pretty much like every 2 weeks in a different kind of house, different kind of family, and I see it. So many retired people, only thing what they do, put the ass on the couch, watching TV, eat the chipses, and then they get sick, they go to a hospital, and they die. To me, is a different kind of option. You just keep moving, keep moving. One day you're going collapse. It's for sure. It's normal. But you just have to keep moving. This is my recipes for a life. And that way I'm just keep working. And I'm pretty sure the earliest when I can retire, probably I'm going to have a birthday the next year in March. So I want to go to this. First, I was thinking, keep going ever longer, like a whole next year to the fall. Maybe, maybe not. Depends, because some of things in my body start moving. Hey, you got to stop. You are not that young anymore. So I just try to think about that too. And pushing from my wife is like, why in the hell you have to killing yourself? You can enjoy yourself. Well, this is true. So this probably going to happen somehow next year with this retirement. With living and moving out from here, it's probably, if not end close to end of the year, like a fall next year, definitely, or maybe spring year follow.
Gotcha.
Something like that. This is right now is a kind of option like that. But plus minus, we will stick with plus minus with these terms when we go and do it. And that is it.
Got you. Got you. That makes sense. That makes sense. So what I'll ask is to definitely keep us on your radar. And, you know, I can follow up maybe even, you know, after March with you and just see how things are. Like I said, I want you guys to do what's best for you all. I guess we'd just be an option just in case, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Why not? It's always open because never know. You might be a better at the others or the others might be better than you. So, like, I say the card is like on the table, and with me it's going to be where which one idea or which one option I have better. Normal, it's almost like in a yard sale.
Yeah.
I going pick it up the better price. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand. Completely get it. And just to let you know before you know. We in the call. My name is Jerome Pratt, and the company I work for is CVA Homes. It's kind of like Central Virginia Homes.
Well, at least somebody local, not because you see, it's like sometime lately, so many people somewhere out there, California, New Jersey, New York, whatever, they just tried, and I say, it's like, well, you don't know nothing about it. You don't know nothing about this area. You don't know nothing about these people around here.
Yeah.
Why you are bothering me about it? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but with local people, I always like at work because, like I say, when I move here and I still live here on the whole road to main town, which one is maybe like a 7 miles away from me, to Louisa. It's maybe was 5-6 houses right now, shoot, house by house, house by house. And I have so many offers. They ever sent me a check, what it was, a few weeks ago, one guy, he sent me a check for $185,000. And he said, just call me when you are ready. We can buy this house. I said, no, I'm not yet, because I'm not ready yet. So this is how it works. But you welcome. If you want to keep contact with us, you have the number. Just let us know. The only thing, probably a few months from now, I'm not going to remember who are you. So you're going to have to remind a little bit.
Okay, no problem. No problem. That's perfectly fine. And I'd be happy to. So yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I guess it was pleasure to talk meet you. Pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah.
And see what happened.
Yeah. You as well, Mr. Joseph. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you for your time. Thanks.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.